What's your name?
Keisha Brunson.
And where are you from?
Compton, California.
And have you or any members of your family been a victim of police violence?
Me and my nephew DeAndre Brunson. DeAndre Brunson was actually murdered. I was beaten up and held against my will and kidnapped.
By which police agency?
The Sheriff Department. It's on Imperial.
And what were the events? What happened?
Well, they started off by saying they thought he had a weapon, and Patrick Maxwell was a lieutenant. He was at a bar getting drunk at the time, and he talked to a few people and made some decisions while he was drunk, and other officers made decisions, and they didn't follow policy, and if they were saying they was in a hostage situation, which it was not. He was on the open porch where you can see everything he's doing. But if you're in a hostage situation, well, why didn't you call out for the people that's supposed to come out, the negotiating team? You didn't call any of those people because you wanted to do exactly what you did, and that's murder him. He asked to use the phone. He said he'll give himself up. They wouldn't let him speak to anybody. They came to my house and got me out of my house and told me they'd take me to talk to him, which they did not. They took me somewhere and locked me up in a car and took me away from them. They didn't let me speak to them. They released a canine, and it was not a canine deployable situation. Once they did that and he tried to move from the dog, they opened fire, shooting 80 rounds, killing them. Then they shot their own canine dog also. And they came and they picked the dog up and took the dog to the hospital and left DeAndre laying there.
So they value the life of the dog more than the person?
Exactly.
Well, when did this happen?
This was August of 2003. August 24th, 2003, this happened. You know, and I mean, it never goes away. This is a nightmare that's everlasting. You know, I don't want no other family member to have to face this. But, unfortunately, they will, because they're either going to pay the people off or they're going to get off scot-free. And that's what's happening. And things like this we need to do more often. Maybe if we can do it once a month. But once a year, we need to do this more than once a year, because they're killing people, you know, daily. So once a year is fine and great that we can come together, but we must remember that we have to continue this at all times, you know. We have cop watching, a lot of other things going on. Everything is great, but we also need to be watching and getting some kind of control over these officers. They bring in these sheriffs to come in and kill us, then they go back home to wherever they live at. You know, it's just ridiculous. Bratton came in from New York doing the same things he was doing out there killing, and he come here and still doing the same thing, him and the sheriff's department. Why can't we still have Compton PD? They wasn't murdering us like this. You got a ticket. You might even got beaten up, but you wasn't getting murdered. You wasn't scared to pull over by the police. But now, I can't pull over for them. I have to make sure I'm home first, you know, because I'm steady being harassed by these people. They even went inside my underwear, you know, stopping me while I'm driving. I mean, this is ridiculous, and this stuff is still going on. Nothing's being done about it. You know, everybody just want to get paid off, and that's that. But what about the person's life?
Do you have any legal action that you're taking against the sheriff's department?
That's what I've been doing. Now I have to do I have to get it reheard, because some of my family took money. I didn't. So when they went in, they just did me however, because they got their money and everything. My stuff was nothing. They just threw that on out, and now I'm trying to do the information to get it heard again, because I should have got it heard in federal, which I didn't. You know, there was a lot of different things that went on that shouldn't have went on, and I'm still fighting this. It's not about no money. You know, I lost a lot behind this. I don't have no money, but I'd rather to be fighting like this and be broke than for them to keep killing somebody else's child or somebody, you know, another adult. Any of us is subject to be killed at any time.
So what are some of the things that you recommend that people do to try to solve this problem?
Like I said, like what we're doing out here today, we need to do this monthly. Monthly, not yearly, but monthly. Get together with other people, you know, instead of being apart, get together, let's work together, let's find our ideas on how to work. You know, the thing is, we got to fight against them. And it's more than once a year. You know, like I said, they have the cop watch thing, which is good, you know. But then we need some kind of control over the police. You know, we need to go to these mayor meetings all together. Like all of us right now, run up in that mayor's meeting and demand what we want. You know, things like that. We got to do that kind of stuff because that's the only way we're going to be heard, you know. But getting together like this, we got to keep doing this. We got to do this more often for some to take effect so they can understand that we tired of this bullshit. You know, it's ridiculous you have to bury your people when they could be alive right now. And they say serve and protect. Come on now. That's bullshit.
Why do you think that the police have this policy of violence against these communities?
First of all, they murderers anyway. They don't care. They don't care about us low class, you know, no money. You know, they take away in the hospitals, the schools. They don't want to have nothing. Just be dumb and just, you know, just let them get away whatever they do.
Well, thanks very much for talking with me.